Heard the squeaky chair there, Mike. Just after the bite. Excellently timed, if you don't mind me saying so. So how is everybody? Oh, need the chat, don't I? I actually opened the chat, but Mike hadn't enabled it. Uh-huh. But now he has and I can see. Hello. Hello, Paul. How's the family doing? Hello, Jonathan. Now, who did you talk to last night? Was it Nanny Isaacs? Who's giving you the stink eye? Let me know. How's today gone? Quite a calm start to the day for me. You know, one of those days where you're looking around thinking, when's the other foot going to fall? That. Yeah. Not too bad. Not too bad at all. Let me get my list up. Let's have a look. Oh, that's because I did some organising. You'd be so proud of me. Even Mike doesn't know. But I was doing some organising, which bodes well. It bodes well. It bodes well for the show. Can't say any more than that at the moment. So you're doing okay, Paul. How's the adoptive one? Fingers crossed. That must be such a worrying time. Rachel's hospital has turfed all the kids out. So the previous child ward has been turned over to COVID. All of the children have been sent to Manchester Children's Hospital, which I think is nearer you, Jonathan, than it is us. Not been there, you know. Was that Booth Hall as was?
Don't
is it
know.
The old Booth Hall?
Don't
have a look,
be.
Mike. I saw it. It had like what only could be described as sort of pole dancing poles outside it of all different colours. I think it could be Booth Hall Children's Hospital. Anyway, they got kicked over there. All ambulances taking children are now going up
Booth
there.
Booth Hall Children's Hospital.
Yes, is that still going or is it Manchester Children's Hospital now? These questions we need answers to. Mind you, I'm more interested in the veterinary side of it, but never mind. In a different location. Fingers crossed for you, Paul. Fingers crossed for you. I think it must be very dangerous at the depots. We had a delivery yesterday.
11 years ago.
Wait, what did? Booth Hall?
Yeah.
Well, it must be Greater Manchester Children's Hospital now.
Manchester Children's Hospital.
Yes. Oh, I went there. Yes, shutting it down was the best thing they could do. It was prehistoric when I went. I think it would have been old in Florence Nightingale's time, to be honest. But never mind. Yeah, we didn't have a delivery today, but we did have one yesterday. It wasn't Tibor. Tibor was the day before. It was Alexander yesterday. But we put notes on the door thanking everybody. It's such a horrible job. It really is. But oh, got promoted. Excellent. Very good time to get promoted, I say. yeah, so what else did we do? Oh, Boris. Boris stayed the night in hospital. So much for these. I'm just going in for some tests. Sounds like whenever they drag me in. You remember Mum?
Yeah.
I'm not going unless I can come home tonight. We knew she wasn't coming home that night. She did get out, though. Boris is still in there. On oxygen all night, but not on a ventilator yet. I reckon he's got one of those cutting-edge machines from Formula One. I don't know what they're actually called, but it's basically a CPAP machine that doesn't require physical ventilation. So I reckon he's got a Formula One machine. But we'll see how that goes with him. He's still there. You'll know my opinion of Dominic Raab, the one who's supposedly taken over. He did the press conference today and was nervous as a kitten. So, yeah. I actually said to Mike, first time in my life, I'd rather have had Michael Gove. At which point we find out he's gone into self-isolation. So basically, a good half the government are in self-isolation or hospital or recovering, one or the other. How's that going in the States? Because whenever I saw Donald Trump about 10 days, 2 weeks ago, he was on a stage and there were so many people around him. There was certainly not 2 metres distance. And he seems fine. Must be immune. Good evening, Simon. How are you? How are you doing? We're saying we're okay. We're okay. Not stir crazy. Oh, I do have a link, actually. I have been glued to the news. I was glued to the news because I wanted to see how the Nightingale Hospital in Manchester was going. And the answer to that was incredibly well. They've been working on it just over a week. They've worked 90 odd hours per person in the week, and it'll take another week apparently, but it's coming along nicely. I'll have to get some pictures of it before they started, because it was just a cavernous room. It was an old railway station. It actually had rail trains arriving there when I was a child. When did it become GMAX?
Long time ago.
I must have been about 20. Was it in the late 80s it became GMAX? GMAX being a conference centre. It's now Central Manchester Conference Centre. And it's not far from Jonathan. You can probably see it from his beautiful window. So that went on. No deliveries, but we did have a riot of a time.
1982.
1982, wow. I'd have thought late 80s. Did it become GMAX in 82? Mm. How long had it been empty? Because I remember it being empty and they didn't know what to do with it. They had this prime site and didn't know what to do with it.
69.
Well, in that case, how do I remember trains in it? I must have just seen the lines there because they've obviously filled those in, haven't they? Wow. So they just, did they build Victoria and Piccadilly? Because they must have done something with the trains. We'll find out and we'll let you know. We had a delivery yesterday. We knew what it was, and I said to Mike, don't worry about it, just leave it there. So today we came to deal with it. We also got a lot of posting, and I know Kim had talked about the post and just putting it on one side and be done with it. Mike has been doing that with things that we look at and like, yeah, that's not important, and we just shove it on one side. Today, we think we've got Boris's letter. It says on it, from the UK government, highly important. So I said to Mike, just sling it on one side. It's from Boris. I mean, things have moved on since he sent that a lot. Good evening, Tracy. But he said, though, that's sorted. We had the gas bill, didn't we? Oh, no, it wasn't the gas bill, was it? It was what the gas companies are doing to keep us safe during these times. Hate to mention it, but it's that warm here. We've got all the windows open and the doors wide open. So, gas company, yeah, possibly don't waste money sending us letters about that. Just saying. There was one from the actual electric company. Was that actually the bill? But you've already paid it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a slight accident with that opening. It cut the corner off it. Because as we're trying to open these things, it's taking two of us with... Mike had a glove on, I think. I had a towel. And so the envelope's in the towel. And then we've got a pair of scissors. So once we've got the top open, I'm using the towel to open the letter. And then Mike uses the glove to extract it. Do you think we're going overboard? Because most of me, I don't. Anyway, we managed to get that out. So that was fine. So I said, right, I know exactly what's in that parcel. We'll open it. It's the other half of what arrived the other day, which was on the advice of Kim, which... toothbrushes are best for Lola and toothpaste. So the toothbrushes arrived last week. They're finger things, which I might end up using yet to open the post. And today, no, yesterday, the toothpaste arrived. So we started trying to get it out, didn't we, Mike? Two of us, gloves, scissors, and a towel.
10 minutes later.
10 minutes later. You've never seen a mess like it. I don't know what they'd wrapped it in, but you weren't getting through it. So eventually we got in. Now, Mike doesn't know this next bit. This is a corker. It's supposed to taste taste a fish. And dogs are supposed to love it. Now, Mayer's was supposed to taste of chicken and he hated it with a passion. So I thought she came in and she wanted a treat. So I gave her a treat. And then she came back. So I thought, right, what I'll do is totally logical here. What I'll do is. I'll put a little bit of the toothpaste on my finger and we'll treat it like a treat. She watches me open it. She watches me put it on my finger. I put it to my mouth and go, lovely, lovely, as you can imagine. And I put my finger down to her. She legs it. So she wasn't keen, Mike. So I don't know. I'm going to seek advice from Kim on that one because she certainly didn't like that. So Simon says the Manchester Hospital should be named after another nurse, like Sandra May. Barbara Windsor's character on Carry On Doctor. I don't know whether they don't have enough people to name them after, but I noticed that the Glasgow one was named after, is it Louisa May? Let's have a look. No, possibly not. Let me find out. Glasgow Hospital. It was definitely Louisa. Louisa Jordan, that's right. I'd never heard the story of Louisa Jordan. Oh, there's some pickies on here as well. This is the, oh, you've got to register. Okay, let's have another site where I can actually see it. Glasgow Live. What's that one? Oh, that's a video too, but there's some, yeah, there's some pictures there. So I read the story and I thought that's fascinating that I'd never even heard of it. I've just, do you know, whenever I go round looking for stories when I'm when I'm on these shows, I find stuff and I think, really? Armed police locked down a street in North Glasgow amid an ongoing incident, followed by headless body found in Glasgow Park. Okay, but I'll send you that, the Louisa Jordan. So all the others are Nightingale hospitals. I don't know whether that's just them being different, but we'll find out, won't we? Yeah, I'm not sure there is one in Manchester. I like Florence Nightingale thing. I like the idea of it. But there are obviously plenty of others. So we'll see. We'll see if they all get names or not. I wonder what Pete's going to call his. Not heard much about that, but I probably wouldn't get the news from Yorkshire. The one in the... Are they the northeast? Because ours is called the northwest. So maybe they're just the northeast, but I know it's based in Harrogate. And now Jonathan said hello and then disappeared. So I'm wondering if he's getting his dinner. Mm, I wanted to ask Jonathan if he heard the. Oh, that's fascinating.
He's cooking pasta salad.
Ah, he's cooking pasta salad. That's what's wrong with
him. I didn't realise you cook salad. I presume he's cooking the pasta.
Oh, now don't be pedantic. We don't want any pedants, do we, Mike? Just saying. There's a whole programme on locally. It was on the BBC News first, about Pesach starting tomorrow. But on the one show right now, Jonathan, get the one show on, there's a rabbi and it looks like she's doing services from home whilst sat there with an iPad. She's got a Torah in her hand, massive scrolls holding these things. Looks like she's doing some kind of service. But she's also running bar mitzvahs. You don't want to miss that. But you can always get it later. The Lancelot Boyle. That takes me back, Simon. That really does. Oh, and you know what programme I used to love? What was it called? Doctor in the House. Doctor at Large. Oh, good grief. We've got some pictures somewhere of me as a kid. And there was a copy of the TV Times. And on the front of it, and I've seen it since, for sale on eBay, it was like the entire cast, and I was obsessed with this programme. And my mum managed to persuade my gran, when they'd finished with the TV Times, to take the cover off and give it to me. So I had two copies of this thing, but one of them I put on cardboard and I wrapped it in sellotape and I carried it everywhere with me on my holiday. I must have been about four. I was obsessed. Oh, who was in it? What was his name? Good Luck in Peace. Or I thought so at the time. Not Barry Evans. Who was the other one? It must have been George Layton. I think it was Barry Evans. No, there was another guy. Not on my list here. Oh, I'll have to find out. That was lovely. I absolutely loved that. But yeah, I watched all of those. I absolutely watched all of those. So after the excitement with them, because then, of course, we had to wash the scissors and the towels had to go in. That was after we'd opened the toothpaste. Then I really got excited because tech got involved. Who's been on Slack today and caught up? Paul in Ohio and Robin Nedwell. That was it, Simon. It was Robin Nedwell. And Duncan Waring, yeah, do you play Duncan Waring? And Jeffrey Davis, I remember him as well. Oh, that's fabulous. My favourite programme for being under five. I loved it. I don't even think I got half the jokes. I just loved the show. Well, Paul in Ohio has been tempting me, and so has Graham. Naughty Graham. Graham's been tempting me for longer than you, Paul, telling me that I need to get iMazing. But I've already got PhoneView. Now, as far as I was aware, they both did a similar kind of thing. They hook your phone. You hook your phone up to your Mac and then you use one of these apps to access the stuff on your phone, which we've all been trying manfully to talk Helen through with these videos she's trying to get off, with no great success, to be honest. But my phone, as you know, pretty poorly. So I've been using PhoneView to sort of look at it and see if there's anything I need to take off. So I've got an app that has audio in it, and the it can get audio off. It can ping it to your computer via AirDrop, but it works when it feels like it. It also takes forever. Mike's had mixed results with AirDrop with it. So I wanted to take off any audio that I'd got and make a backup of the photos. But today I found that this thing was on offer. This iMazing, which is the other one, not the one I've got. But we've always managed with the one that we've got, haven't we, Mike?
We have.
It's one of your favourites, I'd say. Mm. Phone View. Yeah.
And the other one.
Which other one?
PhotoSync.
Oh, PhotoSync. Oh, I gave up on that years ago. It stopped syncing for me. I think it was to do with the number of photos that
Photo
I had.
Don't sync.
Yeah, photo don't sync. No, I have always thought Phone View was great. I remember using it to get some texts off my dad's to keep as a PDF. Yeah. So, yeah, they do a very, very, very similar job.
I used it for something last week.
It was something broken?
Which didn't work. Yeah, I can't
remember. When you work out what it was, let me know and then we can try it. So I thought to myself, there might be time for a treat, you know, lockdown, not going out, saving on petrol, buy a treat. But then Tracy got back to me. Hello, Kim. Oh, a teledoctor call. Scary beans. Doctors and dentists, scary beans. We're talking about iMazing. Which is indeed iMazing.
Didn't someone we know have a physio appointment?
Yes, Chidge.
Chidge, by telephone.
Yes, a physio appointment.
Or Zoom.
That's concerning. No, I'm sure Tracy said the same.
Yeah.
So there must be a way to do this. It must be like how you stand and how you move. Yeah, I'm not getting embroiled. I don't want those videos to get out. Not happening. So I looked at this iMazing thing and thought to myself, you know, maybe. Now, Graham had been telling me that it would enable me to extract applications from my phone and then transfer them to other devices, which would be incredibly useful because my old phone had an app on it called Mirror. And I wasn't using it like for a makeup mirror, although I have been known to do that with an iPad, but we won't go there. Don't have any mirrors in the house. Can't be doing with that either. We've got one at the front door. I just wanted to use this thing as a camera. So basically, I could flip it round, point it at something, and then reflect it onto my computer and use it as a utility camera. It worked fabulously. I think it was free. There may have been some kind of in-app purchase. But I'd done all of that, and it was fine. Now, admittedly, it was a while back. But it disappeared out of the App Store. And that was fine. It was on all of my devices. But then I got a new phone. I did a transfer to the new phone. The app seemed to go with it, but didn't actually go with it. Because I don't know if you're aware, but when you do a restore, but it isn't necessarily what you would imagine in terms of all of the apps go with it. They don't. What happens with the apps is you get a pointer. And the pointer will tell it to go download the app, which is all very well. But if the app isn't there to download, then you're left with this shortcut on your iOS screen and you can't actually ever get the app. So I tried and tried and tried and tried and tried and got nowhere. So I just left the app there. I thought, you know, maybe one day it might start working. Anyway, in the meanwhile, Tracy comes on and says, if you're thinking of transferring apps, that doesn't work anymore. And I thought, oh, no, because that was what I wanted it for. That was what I was going to try. Anyway, I had a think about it. And we had a discussion as well with Deb, whether it was a lifetime thing. It's not. It's just for version 2. So it's all versions of version 2. But I managed to get it at a reasonable price anyway. It's $19.99. Have a look at it yourself if you want to. I'll put the link in. But I had some credits accumulated, so I ended up only paying half that. So got it, installed it, plugged the phone in, which, as I said, poorly phone. And fair enough, it knew that I thought, just have a look at that mirror app. You know, just have a look. And I knew it wasn't on the phone and I hadn't plugged anything else in to get it from. But when I went to it and I went through the options, and there's a lot of options, I'm sure Paul can agree with that, I managed to stumble across the apps option. And in there was a library section and there was an installed section. So I went to the library section and did a search, and the Mirror app was there. But underneath various ones of these apps, it said, download now. And I thought, you know, download available, I think it said. And I thought, really? Because it's not available on my phone. I tried. So I clicked it and thought, well, we'll just see what happens. And it started downloading it. So I got very excited, but then tried to calm myself on the basis, you know, it's not on the phone yet, dear. So it downloaded, it completed, there it was. I thought, oh, this is getting exciting. So I tried the phone again, nothing on the phone. And then I went through the entire process, went over to the device side, nothing there. Went back to the library, right-clicked on it, not read the manual yet, so pretty much going on instinct. Right-clicked on it, and there was an install option. So I thought, well, I wonder what it'll make of this, because it's already installed, really, but it's only a pointer file. So I clicked on the install. It started to install, but then it gave me a really strange message that said something about building an app framework or an app map, application map. So I thought, there's a big scope for this to fail yet. Eventually sprang to life, said it, okay, done. So I very tentatively picked up my phone. I very carefully turned it on because it's poorly to start with. I went to the folder. You can't see a difference in the app icon from it being a pointer to it being the full app. So quick Hail Mary, tapped on it, all installed and working. Whoa. I couldn't do that through iTunes. Couldn't do that on the phone. So even though if Tracy's right and it doesn't let you extract it anymore, somehow it could download it and install it and nothing else could, not even the phone. So guess who's a very, very happy bunny? So iMazing, loving that. Paul, you were right all along. Paul, let me know. Have you been able to download apps from it? You must have a copy somewhere on your computer. No, I didn't. No, I did back up the phone, but I then transferred the backup to an external drive. iTunes knows where that is, but there was no copy in it. It's the backup I've got is the backup of the phone as it was today before I did anything with it. So not that I'm aware. I was thrilled, Tracy. Absolutely thrilled, because I just love this app. As I say, I've got it on my iPad and I do use that instead of a makeup mirror. But on the phone, it's more to turn it on and use it as a camera so I can waft that around on like a gimbal, which is basically just a selfie stick turned the other way around, and reflect it onto the screen for webinars. So it's fabulous. Couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. So I'll try it with a couple of others that have disappeared and see how we go. Oh, Jonathan's improving his food. I have got for this week at Matt Bart's headquarters, Jonathan, a photo of Mike's attempt with soup, which was gorgeous. We said how nice it was. Well, I managed to get a photo of it. Also enjoyed my strawberries. Oh, far too much. Naughty me. It was very nice. You enjoyed the strawberries too.
I enjoyed the strawberries. Could strawberry.
You? Oh, did you only get the one?
You gave me one strawberry.
I gave you one strawberry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because your other hand was full of Toblerone.
It was.
I didn't want to disturb you.
It was.
With your Toblerone consumption. Have you got that photo? The one you sent somebody?
Yeah.
You should ping that onto Slack. This was Mike's working environment today. What soup did he make? We use miso, a kind of, it's in a packet. It's like brown sludge. And then you can put anything you want in it. So we had spinach in it. We had swede, carrot, chicken. Oh, it was fabulous. Loads of stuff in it.
I'll stick it in random.
You stick it in random, Mike. No, we haven't ventured into the frozen fruit yet because they didn't have any. I did look and they had it and I put it in the basket. And then at the point of delivery, it disappeared. So we're contemplating an order tonight of fresh food. So we could potentially put some frozen fruit with it. Mike, make a note so we don't forget, because I wanted to add some strawberries as well. Enjoying the strawberries. So Kim's angel cake was just right. Perfect. Happy. Excellent. Oh, I used to love angel cake. My mum used to make what we call here Madeira cake, which is pretty much the same thing. Oh, gorgeous, gorgeous. I'm thinking for that frozen fruit, we could really do with some meringue.
There we go. Go and check out the random channel.
Have you noticed? I'll go and have a look at that myself.
Somebody's already given a laugh.
We know what you're like.
Who's giving it a laugh?
Where is it? That's Johnny.
How do you know it's Johnny?
Because you hover over it and it says Johnny.
I can't on iOS.
No, you can't on iOS. So you'll like your own thing, which is not decorum. It's not decorum. Right, let me have a look. Let me get rid of that. I'll see the chat and that at the same time. CQ, Deb, CQ. You're freezing everything. We've frozen quite a lot of the gluten-free, which was what we wanted to do. We wanted to buy something that was actually freezable. Now, we can freeze stuff that we've already cooked, but then it never quite tastes the same, does it? If you're used to cooking fresh, which we are, it doesn't quite taste the same if you've cooked it, frozen it, and then defrosted it. So we wanted stuff like, well, we've had pita bread, haven't we? Gluten-free pita bread.
That
was
nice.
Yeah, we
had that tonight.
We didn't have that panini thing. Must try that. I thought I'd ordered 2 avocados, but then they're not on the order and they've disappeared. They didn't arrive. So maybe I didn't order 2 avocados. Mike's not allowed near the avocados.
Why not?
Not since cutting an avocado is the number one reason people end up in A&E. There's a huge stone in the middle. You've got to know what you're doing. Now, you'd just march through it with whatever was in your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do clever things with it and with a spoon. Oh, the avocados. We've only just started buying avocados.
I'm just thinking about when I slice my finger.
Exactly.
Trying
the very sharp. The food processor.
Food processor.
That's why you're not allowed near the avocados. That's why I do avocados. Like I do hedges.
I did get to work from home that day.
Only because you nearly lost a finger.
And my boss said, you should buy a dishwasher. I said, I am the dishwasher.
What room have we got for a dishwasher?
Exactly.
We'd need another extension for a dishwasher. I'm not playing around with a dishwasher. You know all the people who start telling me, well, us, oh, you've got to have a dishwasher. Oh, my word. How can one live without a dishwasher? They're the same people who tell me to turn the lights out for an hour. Can I just say, over the year, the dishwasher, yeah, hey, hey, just a point. Oh, my chat's going crazy here. I'll have to catch up with that lot later. 7 or 8 so far. So, yeah, we're freezing the gluten-free stuff. We haven't frozen anything else yet. What we do with the soup is we make enough for 2 days. Like Jonathan says, miso is really nice because you can put anything with it. So we've had beef soup. We've had... We haven't made the fish one. I think I did some tuna, but you don't like tuna. What else did we have? Mainly chicken. We mainly do chicken, don't we? But it's great for leftovers. That's why at the end of the week, the fridge is empty because we just leave it till Friday. And if we've got eggs, we'll probably have some kind of omelette. And if we haven't, then we'll just take what we've got. And we put all sorts in the soup. Tomatoes. We put radish in it.
No.
Oh, we might do because I've ordered some radish.
Have you?
No. Oh, baby corn. We have baby corn in it. That's corn. Nice. Onion.
And spinach.
I said spinach.
Kale.
Kale. Oh, yes, we put kale in it as well.
We've not had kale for a while.
I haven't seen it. I can't get any kale.
No great loss.
It's all right. I've got spinach. It's fine. But we do eat kale. We are one of the few people I know who do actually eat kale. So, we'll have to get round to the freezing. Now Jonathan loves Madeira cake. Madeira cake is lovely. You can get a lemon drizzle cake that's gluten-free. It's not quite as light as Madeira, but it's not bad. But what Mike did bring in once, this is funny. He wandered in and he had a carrot cake. So I looked at it. I said, what's that? He said, it's a carrot cake. Do you want a piece? I said, never had carrot cake. I probably wouldn't like it. He gave me a piece of carrot cake. That was the end of that, wasn't it, Mike? Now my favourite cake. I hasten to add it's a gluten-free carrot cake. They haven't got that in either, have they?
I doubt.
I don't think Morrison's sell that. Not gluten-free. They do some gluten-free, but I didn't see much in the way of cake, sadly. Is it Tesco?
Tesco's
own, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, never mind. Oh, Kim's got frozen avocados from Costco. Going to have to investigate this. Frozen fruit and meringue. You're only a few things off eating mess. Eating mess is a story here. When we go to our events, there's a local one. It's the golf club, isn't it? Ringway Golf Club.
Yeah.
And they put eating mess on the menu. And all it was it just, it was just, there was cream on it, wasn't it?
A dollop of cream with a little bit of meringue.
Tiny bit of meringue, but there was nothing else with it.
No. So it's like, well. With sugar.
And sugar on the top. It was virtually inedible. Yeah. So.
Hi, Anthony.
Left that. Hello, Anthony. I'm going to have to investigate those frozen avocados. Absolutely. Mashed with sea salt. Ooh. I'm liking that. I tell you what I did find that was interested in. I haven't even had a chance to talk Mike into it yet. I found, so let me know if anybody's got one. Because if anybody's got one, I'm interested in how it works. It was in the recommended for you. But I mean, some of the things in there are incredibly dicey, aren't they, Mike? We'll talk about that on an after hours one night. In fact, it might have to be an after midnight. No, they said recommended for you. Probably because I'd bought some vinegar. Some apple cider vinegar. It was a small pot and it said it was an oil sprayer which would work with vinegar. And I thought that'd be quite handy for our salads, you know, to get it even. Mm. So you basically spray it on. Has anybody tried an oil sprayer? Because I looked at it, it was quite tiny. I think it was about £10. But when I went looking to see what price the others were, they had a much bigger one that held 200 mil. That was about £9, I think. I mean, obviously there were some good reviews, some bad reviews, so you can never quite tell. But I thought that'd be a really useful addition. We have got oil bottles, but they're quite tricky to work, aren't they, Mike? And carry.
Yes.
Yes. So something with a lid on might be handy. Like a Fisher Price one. We do the handle on either side for Mike.
Don't laugh.
Have you run out of red wine, Mike?
No, there's some outside.
Oh, you're just staying. You're keeping your wits about you tonight.
No.
Is this just in case you lose the Toblerone? If you want wine, go and get it. Honestly.
Do they sell it at online?
What, wine?
Yeah.
You'd have to check because technically it needs a signature. Last time I signed for alcohol, it was a bottle of gin at Christmas, and he wanted to know the year I was born. And you then have to sign the digital thing that he's got. I mean, whether they've done away with that, I don't know. I mean, they say you've got to be here for a delivery. What they're doing, making a judgment as to how old you are from a distance and putting X in the box. I mean, I wouldn't put it past them, but the offices are open. But I would have thought you could get wine, but you might have to stand at the door and waft something. Maybe like show a passport. I don't know. Price of avocados. They did, Jonathan, you're quite right. Avocados became one of the foods. I think it was Joe Wicks was basically putting avocado in everything. And it did. They were the most expensive and, as I was saying earlier, the most admittances to A&E with people trying to destone the things. That's why Mike's not allowed near them. Mashed on toast. I've not actually tried that, but now I've got some toast. If I could get the avocados, I might try that. You became 30, Jonathan. That's what happened to you. We're not old, Kim. We're experienced. Can't buy experienced. There you go. Jonathan, you've been hanging around with us since you were 18. And you were always the cool kid. So we think of you as the cool kid. So you don't have to worry. I always think of millennials as a term that's fairly derogatory for people. Millennials is sort of used in a kind of... my friend posted on Facebook last night. And I put this post up that was a picture. And basically saying that kids these days are spoiled brats. And if the parents are moaning and whatever, then it's the parents' fault. You should... guide your kids, not let them run riot. Anyway, she came on and she owns horses and she has a field in Knutsford. And she said the lady next door with the next door field, where her horses are, had to ring the police because 25 kids turned up last night for a party. I mean, where are the parents? So I wrote back and said they want locking up. And if they're underage, then lock the parents up. They're responsible for them ultimately. And I made an analogy and I said, if the dog was running riot, I'd be up in court. There is actually a law about looking after your dog. Shame there isn't one about keeping your kids in line. So she agreed. But this other guy came back and said, I can't agree with that. Some of these are very sensible young people. I thought, not the 25 that were having the riot next to the horses. They weren't, were they? God, people on Facebook. So I just don't engage. If somebody comes and puts something like that, I got a pedant comment today as well. So I didn't engage with that either. Why can't people just post funny pictures and we all just enjoy them? That would work for me on Facebook. I'm not sure now if the price of avocados is average or not. They were £1.80 and it said there was at least two in the packet. That I thought I'd ordered that didn't arrive and weren't on the bill. Maybe they ran out. Let's see if they're still the same price. Because I've got half a Prime Now order sat there. You probably think I now do nothing but shopping, but it's because we can only get three waters at a time. So we're having to spread it out. How am I going to get to there on a narrow page? Doesn't look like I am. Let me try avocados. Avocados. Right. Minimum of two per pack, £1.80. Shall I put some in, Mike? Because I thought I'd put them in last time.
Avocados. Go on then.
I clearly didn't.
Go on then.
Oh, hang on. What's this? Wonky avocados. Only in the UK.
We can have avocado on toast with a runny egg. It's yummy, according to Johnny.
Right, I'm going to try that, Jonathan. And if I loathe it, I'm coming for you. You've been warned. Right, Anthony says his brother works for a local dairy and apparently the price of milk has dropped quite a lot. I guess that's like petrol though, isn't it? But I would have thought the demand for milk was there. But I've noticed on our M33 group on Facebook, which is our local group, people now want milkmen to deliver to the door, you know, like they did years ago. And that went out of fashion. Funny that. I mean, there can't be that many milk people running around now, can there?
Oh, there are.
Oh, only the ones when Mayo was a kid.
He used to bark at them all.
Oh, when Mayo was a pup. Oh, he was lethal. He didn't like anything that moved that he wasn't on. So it was all right like if it horses. Was a car and he was in it. But you know, like a horse would move and he... No, a horse wasn't allowed to move. So Mike used to take him out early in the morning to avoid the bin men because he didn't like the bin men either. They were coming onto his property and taking things away. So Mike would take him out. But if he heard the milk cart, which is like an electric vehicle, he had to go the other way because Mayo would go absolutely mental with the milkman. So we couldn't really have a milkman coming to the door. Yeah, this says 1,000 grams of wonky avocado. So it's £2.40 a kilo. And the other ones are 90 pence each. Which should I go for? Oh, and there's organic avocado as well, which is like £2.90 and a kidney. Growers pride avocado. Eat now. Eat later. What on earth is an eat now, eat later avocado? Can anybody enlighten me on that? Eat now, eat later avocado. You're supposed to eat it twice? Let's not go there. So that one's £2.40 a kilo. Oh, I do love it when they do this. So that's £3.30 a kilo. Oh, they're on Amazon, so we won't be buying them. Can't get a slot. I'll try this wonky avocado, I think. I actually put the avocado. I'm probably a heathen here. If I am, tell me. I actually put it. I take the stone out. So I've got two halves. Scoop it out. But you're talking about mashing it up. And I didn't. I cut it into cubes and put it with a salad. And it was just as nice.
But there you go. One is ripe and ready to eat now. One needs time to ripen so you eat it later.
Well, who knew? But now you come to mention it, they are actually two slightly different colours.
That is clever. Because you wouldn't want to eat them both now, would you?
No. No, you see, Jonathan knows these things.
Because he's...
Cool.
Yeah.
Culinary cool.
I was going to say millennial, but he's not, is he?
Is he a millennial? Are you a millennial, know. Jonathan? What age? What's the cut-off for a millennial?
I was going to have to Google that.
Where are we buying our shopping for these avocados? I'm shopping for them using a service called Prime Now, Simon. I'm an Amazon Prime customer. And if you type into your web browser primenow.amazon.co.uk, It takes you to a store, and it's mainly food. You can get other stuff on Prime now, but there's a huge thing across it. Jonathan says, don't tell him he's a millennial. He'll never live it down.
What are the birth years for millennials?
Go on.
Baby boomers are 46 to 64.
That's not us.
Generation X is 65 to 80.
That's us, Gen X.
Millennials, 81 to 96.
Sorry, Jonathan, you're a millennial. Oh, Jonathan's never going to recover from this. He's our resident millennial. You're too intelligent to be a millennial. Oh, so we're Gen X. I'm liking that. I'm sure I had a game called Gen X.
Post-millennials are 97 onwards.
Oh, so they don't even get their own name. They're just post-millennial.
Yeah.
Jonathan, you won't want to be a post-millennial either.
It could be a post-baby boomer.
No, a post-Gen Xer.
Post-Gen X.
Yeah, which is far better than being a millennial.
Yeah.
I don't think you can be a millennial if you're 30. I think the cutoff's got to be like stupidity of being 25. That's a wide range anyway. I mean, that Gen X was from, what, 65 to 80? That's broad, isn't it? Yeah, so this Prime Now, there's an app, and you used to only be able to buy through the app, but now I'm buying on the website. So I click on the food option in Prime Now. It takes me through, and you've got a drop down where it says stores. If you make sure you select Morrison's when you go in there and look for avocados, you're likely to get a slot, but only if you order it at midnight. And I do mean midnight. 1 second past midnight, click buy. Every time I've done it, I have managed to grab a slot. But you really need to try and check out about 2 minutes to as well, at which point it'll whip through your basket and tell you what's available and what's not. If you try and do that bit after midnight, you'll never get a slot. What I had to do the last time I ordered was I'd done all of that. And I came to check out and it was 1 second past midnight and the slots were incredibly early. So it said an 8 o'clock slot. I don't want an 8 o'clock slot because I'd have to be up at 5:30 to get the text about replacement items. So I clicked one thing on this page and the delivery slots slipped from 8 o'clock that day to 4 o'clock the next day. So I just grabbed that and ran. But
Anthony,
yeah.
You're a Gen X like us.
Oh, you're all working it out, aren't you? We'll have to get that. Is that different from Prime Fresh? I think it is.
Why don't I just post it?
Actually, Paul, that could be your name for it in the States. The now part of it usually means if you're in a catchment area of a depot, you'll get it in 2 hours or 1 hour, depending on how close you are. Hence Prime Now. So it's usually same day delivery. But with this one, there's two ways to buy fresh food or actually any supermarket food and toilet rolls. You can buy it via Amazon or you can buy it via Morrison's. If you're just shopping and you just say, you know, add, at the end, you'll probably find you've got two baskets. But the Morrison's checkout, you're likely to get a slot. The Amazon one, I've had stuff in there for a fortnight and haven't had a slot. So it's probably similar to your thing that you've got in the States. When you actually look at it, let me just go to Prime Now at the homepage. Yeah, there are other things on there, but mainly at the moment they're pushing food. The Amazon products, one thing that I had from them, I got 55-minute delivery on a new Kindle when my Kindle died on me. I picked it up to do some work and it was as dead as a dodo. An hour later, banging my head on a brick wall with it. Mike said, why don't you just order one? So I went on and looked at it and I was about to order it and it was something like 3-day delivery. And then I noticed it said available via Prime Now. But you couldn't order it on the website through Prime Now. You had to order it on the app. But at the moment, everything on here, all of that shoved to the bottom and the stuff on the top is food. And they're doing a grand job. They are doing a grand job, Morrison's. Very pleased with Morrison's. What have we got? Oh, let's put some of that in before Mike sees it. Right.
What's that?
Blueberry muffins, Mike.
Oh.
Mm. Blueberry muffins and tea. That's what we need. You'd be happy with Prime sometime this month, Tracy. That is shocking. Did you have same day delivery before? Did you have it within an hour, 2 hours? What did you have before? Because I'm surprised if you had anything that you've got nothing now. Mind you, it's Morrison's that's providing this service, and they have taken people on to deliver it, like I said, with their own cars. In fact, there was a lovely story about a guy who's a pilot, and he had worked for Thomas Cook, and he'd been made redundant. You know, when Thomas Cook went bust? Now, that only happened about 7 months ago, if that.
Yeah, it wasn't.
It wasn't long ago, 6 months maybe. He got made redundant. Anyway, he managed to get taken on at British Airways. And obviously, he's just been laid off. He's now working for Tesco's as a delivery man. And his partner has decided she's volunteering for the NHS. So he's doing deliveries and everyone's saying that's amazing, which it is. It is. Hopefully he'll get taken back on. But he's doing that rather than sitting at home on his backside, getting 80% of his salary for doing nothing. And once you go out and you do any kind of work, you lose your right to that 80%. But at least he's getting out of the house. Right, let's have a look. I'm catching up. So if you like, so 0 to 21. So like, I'm thinking Ava. Ava is a post-millennial.
Yeah.
Wow. Poor Jonathan. I'd rather be a Gen X. Millennials have got a terrible name. They really do. So Kim says you've got Prime Fresh and Whole Foods.
Lola's a post-millennial.
I reckon it's about the same. Oh, Jonathan could console himself. When was that? When was the millennials?
The millennials?
Yeah, when was the millennials?
81 to 96.
Oh, that would have made Mayer a post-millennial as well.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, Mayer and Lola, both post-millennials. Oh, and you've had tech purchases cancelled. That's never happened to me, that. 2 hours is still forever if you need a toilet roll. We are all toilet rolled up, I can assure you. We had a major delivery of toilet rolls on Sunday, but they were out of stock the day after. That could have had something to do with us. But we do have enough toilet rolls, so we won't be ordering toilet rolls for a couple of months at least. Oh, quite right. Let me have a look. So what are they doing with this thing? You got one. You had one day delivery. Keith is a post-millennial. Clearly, post-millennials are cool. Jonathan, you need to claim to be a post-millennial. And Paul got toilet paper. Let's, you know what, we're going to need a sound effect for getting toilet paper. Something like...
flush the toilet.
No. Like a cheer or something. Like this.
You know, if
they went... toilet rolls, toilet rolls.
If the round football ever makes a reappearance...
Oh, yeah, ever.
Do you think, or soccer, should I say, do you think you'll get toilet rolls thrown on the pitch again?
No, they're far too valuable.
They are.
You won't be throwing money either. I doubt you'll be throwing anything.
For anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about, I think that was probably in the 70s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
In the 70s, at soccer games in the UK, fans would throw toilet rolls onto the pitch. So if they were stood behind the goal at one end, they would throw toilet rolls onto the pitch. I don't know why. I don't know whether it was to put the opposition off, but I don't think you'd get that now, would you?
No, you wouldn't be allowed to take them in.
No.
Actually, a good few years ago, when we first met, you could take a decent-sized bag in, couldn't you? Mm. And I had this pink, don't ask. I just didn't want the black one. I had this pink sports bag, and I used to take it, and I had everything in it. And I do mean everything. I had a little pocket TV. This was in 1991. 47,000 batteries to run said pocket TV. I had all sorts. Radio, headphones, spare headphones, you name it, it was in this bag. Then they really, really went to town on the fact you couldn't take a bag in bigger than, you know, so they started reining it in. You couldn't take a knife. Well, that was understandable, unless you were using it to cut fruit, but you weren't allowed. Oh, you weren't allowed a radio, you weren't allowed a camera, you weren't allowed... Oh, there was a whole list and it was on the wall. One was an umbrella. What were some of the others? They were innocuous objects, but you weren't allowed them in. Now, the umbrella might seem like you don't need an umbrella inside a stadium. No, but the roof leaked. So if you didn't want to be peed wet through during the match, an umbrella might have been quite handy. Oh, I know, you weren't allowed to take in a rain mac. Like a cagoule. You weren't allowed to take that in either.
I lost my cagoule.
Well, I used to take this list that was outside the entrance that we went through as a challenge. What obscure object can I take in this week? And I used to play bingo with it. Yep, got the umbrella. What am I having next week? Just so I could get it in. I'm very bad. I lost
my cagoule at Villa Park.
I lost my mind at Villa Park. Put me behind a pillar. Oh, we'll talk about that one day. Have you seen Jonathan? He's going to get a T-shirt made up that says Matt Bites Millennial. Jonathan, I think you could possibly get that to say the one and only Matt Bites Millennial. But you never know. I'm liking that. You'd toilet paper people's homes as kids for fun. You won't be doing that either. This is what it's come to. Although I did mention, didn't I, that we've got quite a few toilet rolls and we're looking to home them somewhere. And the tree's up. Bit of a temptation to decorate it with toilet paper. Not unrolling it, obviously, just as toilet rolls instead of Christmas baubles. Because we didn't put the baubles on, did we?
We did.
No, we put the light on, the lights, but didn't put the baubles on. It's crying out to be decorated in toilet paper. We're definitely going to have a sound effect for toilet paper from now on. So you must come on and tell us when you've got some toilet paper and we'll play the sound effect. Hey, we've got to have some fun with this. We have. Last night was all a bit grim, wasn't it? Kim just said, how's Boris doing? I said, oh, he's not bad. Oh, and he'd just been moved to the intensive care unit. Yeah, he's still there, but he's still conscious, apparently. Although they could just be stringing us along and getting us used to the fact he's there and then getting us used to the fact he's in the ICU and then getting us used to the fact that he's on a ventilator. So we'll see how that goes. I can't imagine Boris being a very good patient. Can you, Jonathan? I'm sure you've seen his antics over the years. Like when he was on Have I Got News For You and when he got stuck on that zip wire. Have you seen these in the States? Because I'm sure if Donald Trump had got stuck on a wire, we'd have seen him. But you might not have seen it. Boris, zip wire. Not even kidding. There he is. Oh, Boris.
Paris has now banned daytime outdoor exercise.
Paris?
Paris. France, Paris.
There you go. Oh, that's got to be the best one. Right, now, how do I... what am I going to do with that? Let's not do that with it, apparently.
It's right. A daytime jogging ban.
I'd be quite happy with any kind of ban during the day because there's far too many people out there.
Doesn't mention anything about dog walking.
Trump only plays golf. When you've seen Boris, you can understand why it's not a good idea for Donald to be doing that. There you go. And that's not a mock-up. He actually did that. He was mayor of London. Oh, God, look at these pictures. He was mayor of London and I think he was opening something. From memory, that's what he must have been doing. Can you remember what he was doing, Jonathan? But we just watched with growing incredulity. I mean, seriously. But he seems a good laugh, to be honest, does Boris? It has to be seen to be believed. Then there was the other one. I think that was on my Facebook. I don't know where you'd get it now. It was the front cover of a newspaper. And I'm pretty sure I put it on my Facebook and I think I reposted it not that long ago. That's not my, that's my other browser. It was one of these things of your memories and it was 2 years ago. And he was out jogging. Apparently he's a very fit bloke. I mean, you wouldn't tell, would you? But apparently he is. So he jogs every day, or he used to till he became Prime Minister. Let me get back into there so we can see what's going on. He makes people smile. No, I mean, obviously, he's got the Union Jacks on there. He was doing it for a reason, but he got stuck. So he ended up virtually upside down. I mean, he, as you can see, he was zip wiring in a suit, carrying two Union Jacks. But he was doing it for a reason. And there was another one as well, wasn't there, Jonathan? Didn't he get stuck in a pond? Oh, Boris, let's try wading. I'm sure he got stuck in a pond. There he is, stuck in a pond. Oh, good grief. It's all coming back to me now, Boris. He is a good laugh. He is a good laugh. Let's see if I can get that up there. Oh, come on. Before I have to move it. Okay, I'll move it. That's what I'll do. Bartender. Acting up. Well, actually, no, it's not bartender that's acting up. It's Dropler. All right, let's see if that'll work. If you're not seeing Boris stuck in a pond, you've not lived. There we go. Boris stuck in a pond. There's lots of photos of Boris that are so entertaining. The guy's a scream. The thing is, he is actually a very intelligent bloke. I'm looking for the other one now, which I think... there'll be lots of photos of him jogging, but this one in particular was funny because I'd juxtapose... Well, there was a juxtaposition of a headline and Boris's attire. Let me see, because I've posted so many things since this thing started, but it must be there. So I'll go back. I'll find it. You carry on. There's the one of them. Oh, there's all sorts on here now. The sparkly toilet roll and all the ones of the dogs. There's the one of you, Mike, with the toilet rolls. I'm not going to miss this when I go to it, believe you me. Do you know this is scary? I don't know how many things you've posted during lockdown, but as I go back through them, it's scary. You're like, oh, that was day one. This is bad. This is really, really bad. God, how many things have I posted? Right, let's have a look. Oh, what have you got there, Jonathan? Stuck on a zip wire. Oh, it was the Olympics. That's right. He was highlighting the facilities at the Olympics. He was London Mayor for the Olympics. Let's have a look at that one. Is that a video of it, Jonathan? Let's have a look. Let's have a look what that one is while I try and attempt to locate the other one. Oh, good grief. He's playing rugby. He's very competitive. Do you see him knock that kid? Oh, that's our Boris. He is a laugh a minute. He is. Right, let's get that out of the way. Come on, I need to go and see the other thing here. I've got to be nearby now. It wasn't that long ago. Maybe 3 weeks ago. Which I'm not even at the beginning of quarantine yet. I'm at the Skype thing. That's nearly 3 weeks ago. So I think I'm getting there. I think I'm getting there. Come on. Oh, did you all see the dirty samoid? Let me have a look who saw that. You know, you all know what Lola looks like, don't you? This is what a samoid looks like. No, it would be. Crying out loud. Why are you all misbehaving? All my apps are misbehaving, Mike. I'm not impressed in the slightest. It's now crashed the thing. Crying out loud. Let's do a different upload for that. It'll be faster, she said. Right, let's put that one in. Hopefully that'll then be available. I was thinking about it. There we go. You all know what Lola looks like. That's what a dirty Lola looks like. He is a very enthusiastic person. Like I said, he is very intelligent, but he acts the buffoon and people love him for it. But I think it really is an act. There it is. Got it. Right. It was the 22nd of February, 2 years ago. And I'm going to send you the original, which is the Facebook link, because I actually say with it, I'm not sure what's more scary here. That the unfortunate juxtaposition of the London Fashion Week headline and that photo, or the idea that Boris is out jogging in his boxer shorts. This was Boris. I won't say keeping fit, potentially getting fit. There you go. There it is. Has to be seen to be believed, does Boris? Although he's lost weight since then, hasn't he? So it worked. It clearly worked. Fabulous. How did they keep the face so perfectly clean. Well, the thing is, their face has a totally different kind of fur on it, Kim. It's very, very short and there's no undercoat on it. So that is actually quite likely. A lot of people said she'd photoshopped it, but I said to Mike, that's just not kind, because we know that's what Sammy's look like. We've got one of Maya somewhere. Ooh, I've got a link you might all be interested in. Let's have a look. Mike, you're going to get giddy.
Am I?
You're going to get giddy. Huge improvements to the iOS and Android version of Notion. There you go. There's the release notes. Let me see if I've got one of Maya looking exactly the same. But it's the type of fur it is. And the mud doesn't... Well, the mud just comes off it easier. Let's have a look. I've definitely got one of him with a dirty face. But in his... Not in his defence. In our defence, we'd washed him and he'd scarpered. So, yeah, he's got a dirty face on it. I don't think I've got one of him with a dirty body and a clean face. Let's have a look. His face is... His face... Look at the state of him in a bath. Tell you what, let me see if I can get you to that link, which is another classic. A Maya classic. There you go. I'll send you to a site with a series of pictures. He'd had been bathed... And he'd escaped. So the first picture is him after his first bath of the day. So he has to be bathed a second time. A very large tongue. They do clean themselves. They really do. Towards the end of Maya's life, he was still walking, but very, very gently. He went out and he just dive bombed into this. Well, it was a puddle, wasn't it? But it was very muddy. And Mike brought him back and said, shall we wash him? I said, leave him be. He'll be fine in an hour. It dries and just drops off. So you actually don't need to clean them that much unless they do what he did in that bath time thing where he escaped and he rolled in the flower bed. So my father unceremoniously dragged him back and look at the colour of the water in the third photo. Yeah, not a happy dog. They do look completely different dogs. They do. So, yeah, it's more than likely that that was a genuine photo. I don't think that was photoshopped at all. They tend to have, when they get to about 3 months, a bit of what's called a monkey face. And it's where the fur on the rest of them grows out, but not the face. And it kind of evens itself out over time. But during this phase, which it wasn't long with Maya, was it? About 3 weeks? 3-4 weeks?
Yeah, it wasn't long.
They have a real monkey face. And that's what that one looks like with all the mud on it. Oh, we're having fun tonight. Last night was all a bit serious, but we're having fun tonight. My boy. Look at his face. So you're all having a look at that one. So tech-wise, I'm all geared up to try my new toy today. So I'll let you know how that goes on with all the rest of it. I'll probably... I'll show you how I got that app back on Friday. The one that vanished, that then reappeared. That Paul assures me must have been on my machine. But I didn't have a backup of that. I know I didn't. It's going to be interesting. Oh, she's not looking shabby. She's not. Dogs can't look shabby. No. I mean, I always say with Maya and Lola, you know, we're not trying to win Crofts. I just want to see them happy. And if that entails them being covered from head to toe in mud, we live with it. We're very, very lucky that with a Samoyed, you don't cut its fur. Otherwise, Lola would be in big trouble. Could you imagine trying to cut Maya's fur?
No.
We have been stopped in the street and told we're cruel for not trimming the fur, but you don't trim it because they've got white pink skin. And if you took the fur off, they'd burn. So you're supposed to leave it be. You can, and this is the Crofts rules, you can trim the fur on the back of their legs and the ear knots. Obviously, the ear knots need dealing with. But other than that, you don't trim them. They just blow their coat and get another one, which she's finally finished blowing, hasn't she? Just
she
about.
Has,
just
yes.
About.
Mm.
There's still dog fur lying around, but I think that's on our part, not hers, for not shifting it. It's hard to cut a moving target. Exactly. I can imagine her wriggling around. when we had to wash Lola, because, I mean, that night she was filthy, and we did need to wash the feet. It did take two of us. So, yeah, I can appreciate that. Either that or, you know those gates, you see, where, like a baby gate. If you could, if you had one that was wide enough, to, like a kind of kink in the bars, that you could get a head through to hold her steady while you do the rest of it. But she'd never thank you. I'm sure she'd rather look the way she looks. Be left alone. Thing is, with dogs like that, Ollie needed the fur on his face trimming so he could see properly. The first time he came here, well, not knowing the breed, I thought, well, that's what they're supposed to look like. But he got groomed the day he left. When he came back the second time, he'd just been groomed. And I looked at him and I thought, oh, you can see his eyes. And that eye contact made such a difference. He could obviously see us, but it must have been not 100% because there was that much fur. But when he came back the second time and you could eyeball him, oh, yeah, the behaviour was much better, wasn't it, Mike? He did the eyeball thing. Like for a cow. It's just rustic. Kiva's just being rustic for a bit. Westies do. Westies have got cute little faces. Who had a Westie? Somebody had a Westie. Was that, what's it, a Westie? The one who left in the liver?
She might have been. No, I don't know.
We have a friend who had a Westie, and I can't for the life of me remember who it was. Oh, it'll come to me. It'll come to me. I think we're all sorted for Friday, but I'm still taking requests if you're interested. The Dropbox thing has become more important on account of the fact that the iCloud thing is getting worse. Does anybody have any joy with iCloud? Not for apps like Ulysses or Drafts, where it seems to be not bad at all. Just sort of generally. Because we started sharing a file, a Keynote file, and it just stopped sharing it all of a sudden. Did exactly the same. Oh, which bit, Jonathan? Which bit? Which bit are you particularly looking forward to, my millennial friend? Jonathan's post-millennial, young man, post-millennial. Just jiggle it, just fine. Either you identify as post-millennial, that's all you need to do. Problem solved. So which particular bit? I can't imagine this iCloud folder sharing working anytime soon, but I'm on Mojave, so I'm not likely to find out. Not until I shift, and I'm not minded to shift. It keeps telling me iCloud's full and you can't seem to reduce the site. Could be backups, Kim. Could be backups. It's not very good in the management department at all, to be honest. Stocks and messages. Yep, yeah, it's okay for stuff like that. It works with that. But contacts and calendars, I gave up. It went through a 2-week period with the calendar of me not knowing where I was supposed to be and when. And I thought, right, I'm done. I had enough with this. And we went to our first cricket match, didn't we, Mike? And I said, is this going to be like paint drying? But actually, it wasn't bad. But I sat there and I pondered and I formulated a plan that day. And I said to him, it might take 3 weeks, but I'm going to start tonight. And it was done in an hour. Now, I will admit, caveat on that, I've moved calendars a million times. Do you remember all the mobile me to, from Mac and iCloud and all of that? Every time they did something with the calendars, you were supposed to, you know, push some buttons at your end and people were losing stuff and all sorts. So when I did it like 9 times in practice. So when it actually came to the day, I was ready and didn't lose a thing. I even moved calendars from my .Mac account to my other iCloud account. So I was doing all kinds of things. I would have expected it to go belly up, but it didn't. It was fine. So yeah, I'll show you that. Putting files on iCloud Drive, that's about it. I decided I was going to do that, Paul, and I thought, right, it's working with Ulysses, it's working with Drafts. So I'll put a folder on there and I'll put some other stuff in it and it'll be fine, I told myself. And like I say, while it works perfectly with Ulysses, works perfectly with Drafts, I just had a nightmare. And there's so little management involved. I just couldn't do it. So first of all, we looked at OneDrive. And the only reason for that was we had all this space anyway. But that didn't pan out because they started changing things and the sharing was a nightmare. That left us with Dropbox or Google Drive, and we went Google Drive, but we pretty much went Google Drive because we'd gone Google Drive with, we'd gone Google with all of the other stuff. So our calendars were there, our contacts were there, our mail were there, and it meant that we could add telephony services with one click. It was just so integrated. And I still would say Google Drive's my primary one. But Dropbox has features that I've got one system in Google Drive and there's another system in Dropbox, and the Dropbox system's better. So we've basically said we would do both, haven't we?
Yeah.
So I would say now we'd make a decision where something went based on the fact we've got 1 terabyte of storage on Google Drive, but 3 terabytes on Dropbox. We don't need 3 terabytes on Dropbox. I only need about 50 gig.
Oh, look at that fact.
But there's no option, really. So we've got the 3 terabytes. So if it's like, well, that's archived and I just want it off my drive, it will probably go in Dropbox, but it wouldn't be synchronized. Google Drive, because we're on an enterprise plan, which is ludicrous, because if you're not, you get twice the storage. We would have to pay twice the amount that you would pay on a personal account for the same storage. So we don't particularly want to upgrade from 1 terabyte yet. I'm probably about 480 terabytes up there. But we will cover it all on Friday, all of the secrets of it. Right, let me have a look at Barney. Barney's a cool name for a dog. Did we have a Barney at the end of the road?
Yeah.
Ah, we have a Barney.
We did. They moved.
Isn't it Charlie now?
Oh, they've moved anyway.
Oh, they moved anyway. So with the Barney, oh, look at that face.
It's a Chinese woman with a dog, but I don't know what it's called.
Oh, that is so cool. And I'm also loving both of those rugs. Look at her face, Barney. Got a cravat on as well. Shall I tell them about the incident with the cravat?
Yes.
Mayer did not like anything that he considered to be clothes, including his collar, but definitely including booties he had to wear when he cut his foot, the halter he had on for 5 seconds. So he didn't like clothes of any description. So we went out and we were doing a car boot, weren't we? We had a load of stuff to get rid of. So we went and did a car boot. So he sat there minding his own, and the woman next to him said, this was the first thing, there's two things that day. Woman next to him said, would you like a sandwich? I looked and she got a night, Jonathan. She had this sandwich, but it was a bacon sandwich. I said, oh, I don't think so. And she said, all dogs eat sandwiches. I said, fair enough. So she put it down. He looked at it as though, well, what's this muck? He didn't eat bread. He had no idea what bread. He didn't know bread was food because he'd never seen it in the house. So I think he must have thought she was offering him cardboard. Anyway, once he'd recovered from that indignity, he was sitting there minding his own, and a big chow came along. Now, for a start, chows look similar to Samoyeds. And it came along. I could see it at a distance and I thought, he's not going to like this one little bit. One, it was big and furry and bigger than him. That would never go down well. And the second thing was, it had a cravat on, which, you know, clothes. And I said to Mike, I've got all the leads, don't panic. And he was lying down there, ranging out. He was fine. And he spots this dog. Next second, he was up. And it took me all my strength to hold the 3 leads and him and make sure he didn't move. He went mental with this dog. And the dog was quite cool about it, wasn't he? Just looked at him as though, upstart, and carried on. But Mayer's like, you don't put clothes on a dog. Barney wouldn't like sandwiches either. No, dogs don't eat sandwiches. I didn't mind her offering it because I thought, he's not going to touch it. I mean, he barely ate dog food. It was like, oh, he was such a spoiled dog. He had handmade food. We got lots and lots of liver, and my mum got a crock pot, and she'd cook this liver in like batches of about 7 kilos, which is about 14 pounds. We went in a shop once, didn't we, Mike? And I nearly got another Asbo.
Yes.
I don't like it when they say, whatever you buy more than two of, you like your ex, don't you? Well, we had all this fresh liver on the counter. So she said, like your liver, don't you? And I just looked at her. We're cannibals and short of supplies. Yeah, she didn't ask about anything else, funnily enough, did she?
No, you like your peas, don't you?
Oh, there was the day I complained that
you
day,
like
didn't
I? You like your toilet rolls, don't you?
I've got 54 toilet rolls. Yes, I do like my toilet rolls. You got a problem with that? I'm not good in shops. This is why I'm not allowed in. Kiva likes bread. Oh, wow. Now, my gran's dog ate bread, but my gran's dog was basically fed biscuits. Don't ask. Neither of them would be told. What they used to do was the dog sat between them. They had two chairs, and the dog sat between the two chairs, and the dog played tennis with them, just looking from one to the other. And you'd say, "Do not give that dog human food." And they'd both go, "Oh, no, I don't do that. It's your granddad that does that." My granddad would say, "No, it's your gran that does that." And the dog's just like, "Yeah, they both do it." And like, "I know that. I know that." So I'm looking at the dog. Oh, this dog got biscuits. It got bread. The darn thing got diabetes. There's a surprise. The vet was busy saying you've got to keep its weight down. And the dog's just like, "No, I'm going to keep eating the biscuits and the bread." Didn't do the dog any good. We did manage to persuade her in the end, but I think it was a case between them of each one wanted the dog to love them more. So they just gave it what it wanted. But luckily we managed to calm them down with it. Crying out loud. Never let a dog near unrisen bread. Comes out the other end. It's not pleasant. There was, what was his name, Mike?
Who?
The Sammy. Dawson the Sammy used to eat anything and everything, including three loaves that were left to rise. I'm sure I mentioned how many days it took for that to appear out the other end. Oh, did you notice we were supposed to be, it was all a bit controversial, we were supposed to be having a clap for Boris tonight.
I heard about that.
Yeah, but then some people said like no. And I thought, well, much as I hope he's fine, you don't really want to make more fuss about him when there's millions in hospital, do you? But we'll do the thing on Thursday again. We're all gearing up for that. Jonathan's got his foghorn, and I'm thinking of finding one of Mum's pans and a wooden spoon.
You should post that, Kim.
What?
Post that in Slack.
Oh, put it in Slack, Kim, please. I'd love to see Kiva doing that. We'll have to get some of Mayer's videos out when he was up to mischief. We've got loads of his birthday parties, haven't we? Mm. Mike was looking at his seventh birthday party the other day. So, good night. Are we all happy? Are we all upbeat tonight?
Yeah.
We're still saying here, so up-to-date situation in the state. Oh, I did see something, actually, if Tracy's still there, about the position in the Spain, and I said yesterday we were being fed the line, it was all under control. Well, there was a piece on the news today, and that was basically the message: it's all under control, there's still a lot of people dying, but we mustn't worry about it. And I thought, where's this coming from? Certainly not coming from the people who are living there. So I'm still claiming that's what they're saying. They're not saying much about Italy, because obviously that's, is that still marginally worse than Spain? But they seem to be trying to gloss it all over. But they did say that they would look at the restrictions on after 3 weeks, which would be next Monday. But they're now saying maybe not. Dominic Raab looked incredibly uncomfortable when that was raised. So, well, let's be honest, we're not going anywhere anytime soon. And as I said last night, the theatres are shut until the 31st of May. So that gives me an indication we could be under house arrest until the 31st of May. Hmm. Well, that's good, Kim, if things are going better. That was one of the hot spots on the American map. So that sounds good. I was making the point, it all seemed to be over on the, well, not all, but the East Coast seemed to have it worse. But that could just be that it's on its way and peak might be Thursday. We think the peak here will be Sunday or Monday, but that's going to depend on how people behave. And from what I've seen, don't get me going. What part of don't go out? I despair of people. I do. The dogs have got more sense. You're quite right, Anthony. Dogs always make you smile and they're incredibly loyal, unlike humans. Oh, you've had a text from the government. Oh, have I had that? Where's my phone? I'm gone. Where's my phone? You had a text, Mike?
No.
No. Mm. Not yet. Not yet. Oh, well, hang on. I have had six texts. No, that's all. That's all. That's all in the chat. Not yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't happen. They told your mum, didn't they, 16 weeks. And we were having a laugh with her about it. And she was like, "I'm not staying in for 16 weeks. What's she like now? Go and get her out the door. Go and get her out the door." Which is good. It is good.
News about Dono.
Yep.
Just from the hospital, Steve has had a tracheotomy. They plan to start weaning him off sedation later today. He's still critically ill. Take one day at a time.
Well, at least they're trying to wean him off it. Yeah. That's our friend who's been on ventilation for 2 weeks.
About 2 weeks.
They usually give them 2 weeks on ventilation and then try and do something. But obviously at this stage, if he takes to the trachee and there's an improvement, great. But otherwise, I think that's basically the end of the ventilation, isn't it? Still could go either way. So fingers crossed for our friend. His name's Steve, but he goes by Dono because his surname's Donoghue. Boys will be boys. But at least there's movement because there's been nothing. Nothing has changed for 2 weeks. So he will be in my prayers tonight, Will Dono. No, I haven't had a text, Anthony. Why haven't I had one? Mind you, I've only just got Boris's letter and that was from a week ago. I haven't opened it yet. Thank you, Kim. Poor Dono. He's a lovely guy. He really is. He did so much work for the Munich thing a couple of years ago. And I couldn't... Still makes me feel odd that somebody is well enough to say to you, I might not make it through this.
Mm.
I mean, you get that with people who've got cancer, but even then, it's more like I'm going to fight it. And they think they've got a fighting chance. But he was actually saying to us, I've got no chance. It's not going to end well. I'm like, no, we must keep positive. But I'm very, very difficult for the family who have not seen him in all that time either. That would drive me round the bend. This is why I've discussed with Mike maybe getting a treadmill for Lola. So Mike doesn't have to go out and mingle either. He's giving me the eyeballs. Mike, she could use a treadmill better than either of us.
True.
I nearly broke my neck.
True.
You were the only one who could walk on it. But to be fair, you were holding on to both bars. I reckon Lola would take to it way better than me. I have a bike and that's it. I am not touching the treadmill. They're dangerous. Treadmills are dangerous. I agree with you, Anthony. It's such a shame that they don't have the capacity with staff to provide like one-on-one where they're like, they can relay it or put a phone to their ear or something, but they just don't. In fact, there was one last night saying that they're not even using mobiles themselves. So all the phones that are in the hospitals and mobile phones, they can't use them. And they've changed to walkie-talkies. And the rationale is they can't get the phone near their faces. They've got that much protective equipment on. So they can just about hear, and they're walking around with walkie-talkies. So, you know, you think when they put in all these systems, you could do away with all of that. And then something like this comes up and you think, oh, yes. So that's what they're doing at the minute. And they look like military grade walkie-talkies as well. And one of the nurses, the charge nurse, was saying that some nursing staff can't cope. They either can't cope with the amount of equipment that they've got to put on, so they can only do like an hour or half an hour. Then they've got to, you know, if they go and take a break, they've got to take it all off and then they've got to put it all back on again. So yeah, it's still tough on the front line and likely to get busier over the next week. But we could do with some good news, couldn't we? And the good news for us is we are going live on Friday with After Hours and I'm all topicked up, but prepared to listen to any extras. But it's looking like this moving from iCloud's going to have to take a priority, isn't it? Now Jonathan's gone to talk to the family. Should we talk about the placement of this piece on iCloud? Because if I put it on early, he might nod off. Shall I put it on as the very, very, very last thing?
That's cruel.
I know it's cruel, that. No. I think I'll put it on early. But don't tell Jonathan. Let it be a surprise. They do. Or the other thing with this PPE, Kim, is that it's all, it like doesn't match. It's being made by people. We've got a guy locally. I can't remember what business he had before. Have you seen him on the N33 group? Well, whatever he made before, he had acetate sheets in, quite thick acetate sheets, and he had some plastic thing that he's using at the top. So he's basically building now visors. He's got enough stock to build between 2,000 to 3,000 visors, and he's put together an Amazon wish list that people can buy things for him. And then when the orders go through, his wife is ringing up the suppliers that this stuff's coming from and explaining what he's doing with it and asking if they can possibly, you know, bring it forward a bit, the delivery. But he's making 2,000 to 3,000, but none of them match. So it must be quite difficult at the other end. I mean, there's no way Rachel would be wearing the same size visor as a 6'6" surgeon, is there? She's like 4'10" and she's tiny. So I'm hoping they're making all different sizes. One size definitely does not fit all with visors. But at least they're getting there. They're getting there. So, yeah, it looks horrific. I'm also thinking, Kim, how warm it must be and how weird to try and do things when you're in gloves that you would maybe normally doing without. Oh, rather them than me. But doing all I can, which doesn't actually feel like much when you see what everybody else is doing. We actually had a video yesterday. I think I've got a copy of it. And if I have, I'll process it and put it into Slack. But it was a video of New York. And it was one of the journalists who'd gone over and he'd done a piece in January. And they'd invited him back. And he's there in a white suit from head to toe. There wasn't a millimetre of him exposed. On the face, he had, it was a bit like a CSI suit that he had on. He had a full face mask on that looked like something of Doctor Who. And he was talking to these nurses. And one of these nurses said to him, "I wish we had what you're wearing." And she said, "Look what we've got." And she stood there in like blue scrubs. And then there was like a plastic thing on top. I think they must have had a mask of some description, but it was actually like the tunic thing that she was talking about. It wasn't one of these full suits. And she said, "What do you think this is?" And the one next to her said, "Yeah, same here. What do you think this is?" And he looked and he went, "Well, it looks like a bin bag." And she said, "Yeah, it's a bin bag." And they're wearing bin bags that they've cut armholes in. So there's nothing covering their arms other than their blue scrubs. But body-wise, they're wearing a bin bag. That was in New York. I'll try and dig that video out because it was quite a long piece. But it's that's what we see about what's going on in the States. So you're probably getting a totally different story. But that was like what we would call a deep dive documentary piece that was done for our news channel. And it was frightening. These poor women and they're nursing people who are incredibly ill. And the processes, the things they need to do in terms of intubating and de-intubating and all of that. Apparently it creates a spray or a mist and a bin bag's not going to cut it. But that's what all they've got. Hopefully all of that will be sorted out as well. But we will be back with you tomorrow, which is actually the 8th. Now you're wondering why I'm mentioning that, aren't you? That's because my calendar at 1 o'clock this morning was telling me it was the 8th. So I'm busy putting dates next to shows. And thought, the 8th, what happened to Tuesday? And I seriously thought I totally missed Tuesday. And I looked at the calendar and I thought, it can't be. And I'm thinking, what was on the TV? What did Mike say? What day is it? So I clicked on the calendar. This is the clock that I looked at a couple of weeks back. And the 8th changed to the 7th. And I thought, okay, right. Good news, I'm not going mad. Bad news, I need to go and redate all those shows. So I definitely know tomorrow is the 8th and we will be back with you then. So everybody keep safe. You have one job. You just need to keep safe. We do not want any reports of any delinquency in the McBites family. Keep safe. Stay in. I'm thinking might ground Mike and the dog. We'll see how that goes. He's not had any wine yet, so he's not arguing. When he has wine, he gets belligerent.
Do I really?
You don't get as belligerent with Toblerone, so I think you should have some more of that. I am getting the stink eye, though. So it's good night from me.
It's good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time.